Blog Talk Radio.
Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. So many times I went astray, rejecting your love, your warm embrace. I realize I need you more and more each day. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. So many times I went astray, rejecting your love, your warm embrace. I realize I need you more and more each day. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Show me your power. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Amen. Less of me and more of you is what I need. Show me your glory. Amen. Bringing you greetings from World of Faith Outreach Ministry, located at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road, where the apostle is Pastor Kevin Boss, the pastor is Pastor Kimberly Boss. Amen. We also have Sunday morning, Sunday school at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m., Tuesday Bible study at 7:15. Also, we will be having our family and friends day, our supper, amen, our Thanksgiving supper. We ask you to invite your family, your friends, invite somebody that's homeless, invite somebody that don't have a family, amen. We'll be feeding immediately after service, amen. Also, amen, we have other services, amen. Our apostle also will be speaking at Pastor T. Ross Young in Statesville, North Carolina on the 30th, on his anniversary, amen. We welcome you to come and come and be a blessing, amen, to the man of God. Come hear our apostle, amen, as he speaks a dynamic word from God. Right now, we have a treat for you this morning. We bring to you no other this morning, our apostle, Kevin Ball.
Lord, I need more of your power. Lord, I need more of your power. Everyone seems like you haven't risen. the strong has been running for you all this time. They're getting weak because they don't wanna do right. But for me, Lord, I need your power. Lord, I need the power from you. I remember how you led the blind see. I remember when you let the lame walk. And I know you're able to do everything, Lord. Lord, I need more of you. Lord, I need more and more and more of you. It no matter what I'm going through, I just want to feel your presence, Lord. I want to know that you are there. Lord, I need more of you. I look at the birds, how they fly in the sky, Lord. I look at the birds as they flop their wings. As I feel that your worship flow in everybody's life, Lord, I need more of you. I can feel your presence, Lord. I can feel your presence, Lord. I can feel your anointing in me. Let me deliver your word, Lord. Let me deliver your word. And let the captive be set free. Oh, I need more of you. Lord, somebody needs you. Somebody's crying your name, Lord. Somebody needs you. Right now, we need your anointing. We need your power, Lord. Lord, I need more of you. Lord, I need more of you. So many of us say we got God. So many of us say we believe in God. But my question is, when the last time have you really felt God? We as ministers preach about God. We preach directions of God. We tell people about God. We say we have visions of God. But where is the power? Where's the power that God has ordained us with? Where's the anointing that God has ordained us with? Everybody wants to be a movie star, but nobody wants to be a servant to the Lord. We all want to be the head, but nobody wants to be the tail. We all want to be famous, but nobody wants to be the last one. But we thank God that we're able to rightly divide the word of God, not for money, but for souls. We're able to rightly divide the word of God to understand that it's all about God. Amen. The way that we start running with the Lord and the way we feel the anointing with God should be the same way that God should be with us from the beginning to the end. We say we walk through the shadow of death, we feel no evil, but why is it that it seems, amen, that we forget about the scriptures that mean, that has meanings to lift the dead up and give blind eyes, they be able to see, amen. God said, look, I am God, therefore I should be able to do all things. Don't trust in your money. Don't trust in all the worldly stuff. Trust in me, said the Lord. All these other things will be added. But we soon to forget who we serve. Lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. They shall recover. You should be able to speak life. You should be able to speak life to death. If he risen on the third day, we should be able, amen, it don't matter about the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, we should be able to lay hands on, amen, those that are sick, because the Bible tells them to call on the elders of the church. But how can they call on us elders of the church if the elders ain't right? We need more of you, God. We need you to be with us in the morning, in the evening, in the noonday. Many can sound like a preacher, but where's their anointing? Many can have a degree, amen, of a college degree, a professor, but where's the anointing of God? We need you more, Lord. God meant for us to be here to join together, to get along together. We talk about all kinds of stuff. Why is our conversation is all about God? Why is our conversation not all about Jesus? We have the right to come together, amen, to rebuke, amen. We have the right, amen, to come together and hear. We have the right to come together and let everybody know that this is God, amen, and God will prove himself, amen, because God is not going to come to you and give you a vision and not fulfill what he has already destined you to do. I should be able to hold my head up and let everybody know, amen, that God is him whom he say he is. He said, I am the after and I am the maker. Beginning and I am the end. It don't matter who run with you. It don't matter if they're against you. But God said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Therefore, you should be able to carry out the word of God with no problem in your heart. Where is your anointing? Where's your power? I challenge any of you out there that are sick, that you've been real. I want you to go forth with God. I want you to make sure God is your first. I want you to go in your closet, amen, your praying closet, and I want you to ask God, what shall I do? Get direction from God. Ask God, what should you do? Where should you go? And if God speaks to do it, do it. Amen. If God say go, go, amen, and do the things that God wants you to do and say the things God wants you to say with love and with kindness, God is not going to let you down. He will be with you. We got to speak, Christians. We got to rise up. We as Christian folks got to rise up and be on one accord. It don't matter if you're in Greensboro, Charlotte. It don't matter if you're on the other side of the world. It's the same God, same spirit. Amen. We should be able to still be on one accord and let everybody know that we're with God. We're not against each other. All us Christians need to get on one accord. All us Christians need to preach the same thing. All the Christians need to understand, amen. The sheep don't run the church, amen. God called us to be the head. And if God calls to be the head, we should hear from the Lord, and we should lead the sheep and direct the sheep in the path God wants them to be directed in. Amen. It's all right to have money, but still put God first and let God direct you on how to spend your money. Let God direct you on how to take care of your church, how to take care of your members, how to work in your community. It's a shame all these churches we got around here, and we can't come together, amen, and put people in houses and put them in homes and get people off of welfare. God is not going to have us going down. God have us to go because they look to the hill which covering my help. Because all my help come from the Lord. And if my help come from the Lord, I should be able to go up Zion. I shouldn't have to worry about going down a mountain. I should be climbing up the mountain. And I should meet Jesus, amen. He said, I'm going to a proud place for you. He said, where I'm going, you can't go yet. So we should have patience to be here, working and give when we meet God. So God can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. I appreciate you doing what you did on earth. I appreciate you how you hung in there. I appreciate how you went through the storm. I appreciate how they called your name and you stood still and you called on my name. He said, I'll fight the battle for you. All you got to do is be holy. Trust in me. Believe in me. Even when your family do wrong, you have to correct them. How many of y'all doing that? Even when your mama wrong, you got to correct her.
How many of you doing that? When your daddy do wrong, you got to correct him. Either you're for God or you're against him. He specifically says that if you're a friend of the world, you're enemy of his. So I want you to know you got to make up your mind. Who you going to run with? Whose side you going to be on? Why did you give in? Why did you give in to Satan? Why did you do what you did? Why did you say what you said? To get game, tear down somebody else. Church members killing church members. Church members stepping on members. Pastors stepping on members, trying to win souls. If you win them that way, you're going to lose them. Let God send you what you need. Teach them to be good soldiers. Teach them to love one another. Stop being secret in your closet. Your closet is secret. It's so secret that the things in your closet is dark. That's not, we're not killing you. You're killing yourself because of the secret, the hidden agendas that we have in our closets. You want to be blessed? Get it with God. You want to be blessed? You want to go? You want to be famous? You want to be rich? Get with God. Pay your tithes and offerings and bless the Lord. Bless somebody. Take them out to eat. Don't take them out to eat just to try to get over them or play games. Do it from the heart. We need more of you, Lord. We need more anointing people, God. We need some real people not to give their word, but give your word. We need some people going to die for your word, and so we can take healing. If a demon break out right now, how many of you can cast them out? Think about it. A demon break out right now, can you cast them out in the grocery store? Can you cast it out at full line? Can you cast it out on your job? Or are you going to call the doctor? You're going to say they're having a seizure. Or you're going to say they're hype. We got to identify the spirit. We got to identify when the devil's in someone. But are you qualified to get him out? We got all these degrees. We got all this education. We're the famous group around. But can you cast out a demon? Or are you going to call on the ones that you step on? Are you going to call on the one that you put down? This is real. It's hard preaching. It's hard talk. But this is real. Being your friends ain't got nothing to do with me running with God. Being your family member ain't got nothing to do with me running with God. When you take a challenge to do the things of God, you got to do the things of God. You're going to be hated by many. Many are going to paralyze you. Many are going to talk about your name. Many are going to put you down. But you still got to hold your head up and run for the Lord. Break a vow of God like a millstone around your neck. God is an angry God, jealous God. Said there should be another God before him. We keep playing with God. We keep thinking God's not going to do nothing to us because allow nothing to be done to us because we're thinking that he's so loving and kindness. The word will not come back void, I promise you. If you want to hear the sound of my voice, stop playing with God. Get real with God. Lead your sheep right. Let them know when they're wrong with love. If they leave, let them leave. But they remember that you told them right. They remember that you told them what to do within the Lord, the right thing to do. And they appreciate you down the road. Speak the truth. Tell the truth. Remember anything else that I said. Know that God is real. Know that God loves you. When God charged you to be the right one, he looked down from heaven and said, any that I can trust. Is that same way it was then? Is it the same way now he's looking down at us ordained preachers that he has ordained, overseers or whatever he has ordained? Amen. Can God look down here and say the same thing? Or can he say, yeah, I found this one. I found that one. Are you one of those that he can find? You one of those that he can trust? You one of those that can believe in it? So what you sick on Sunday morning? You roll over and go to work, roll over and go to church. Clap your hands and give God the glory. Don't go to church and never sit down. Go to church and give. The Bible says everything that have breath, praise ye the Lord. Stop saying I don't praise him like this, y'all. You praise him, being clap your hands, stomp your feet. Stand up and reverence the Lord. Let him know I appreciate being here. I'm doing this for you, Lord. I thank you for making it during the week. I thank you for letting me not hurt so much. But when I do hurt, God, I thank you for letting me know I have a body to hurt. Some don't have feelings. Thank God you got feelings. Some can't see. Thank God you can see. Some can't hear. Thank God you can hear. Use your pain. Still give God the glory.
God is able to do all things. He made you. He know you. I know you're sitting there and your leg hurting. Lay your hand on your leg. Trust in your prayer. Ask God to do it. You saw here a sinner man's prayer. Let's call him to get saved. We need to stop telling lies within the Bible. Speak the truth. That's why you need a church so the ministers can either see from you, so they can pray for you, go before God for you. But if you say, lay hands on yourself, speak to the situation. If you got a headache, speak to your headache. Whatever it is, speak to it. You want your finances to do right? Well, you go out and get your finances right, then you got to spend your money right. God is not going to bless you and you keep blowing stuff, blowing money. Keep God first. I love you more. I love you so much I don't have to tell you the truth. I love you so much that I cannot lie to you with the word. But most of all, I thank God for God. I'm not looking for the words I haven't seen, the books, as they say, have been lost. I'm trying to make it with the ones that's here. And those of you thinking you Bible scholars, and those of you is thinking you got it going on, trying to find, amen, the other parts of the Bible, are you living the parts that's in the Bible already? Are you obedient to what's in the Bible? This is not just for no person out in the streets. This is for us that's in the church. I'm speaking on us. Start with me. Are we doing the right thing? Or do we have any hidden agendas? What are we doing? Let's start with us. A demon can't cast a demon out. Are we clean? Are our hands clean? Is our spirits clean? To all the leaders, stand firm. Our sheep are dependent on us to teach them the truth. They're dependent on us to tell them the truth. Their souls are at hand by us telling them right from wrong. We don't have time to sugarcoat. We don't have time to play with the word of God. Tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. Lord, I thank you for being my friend. Lord, I thank you for being my friend. If don't nobody else love me, I know you do. If don't nobody else care about me, I know you do. Lord, I need more of you. Lord, I need more of you. So I can be able to do your will. Lord, I need more of you. Lord, I thank you for being my friend. Lord, I thank you for being my friend. Lord, I need more of you. Lord, I need you. God is able. He's everything. Look around you. What else matters? It's all about God. It's always been about God. When we were doing wrong, God still loves us, still chased us. It's about Him. Hold your head up high. Keep God first. Trust in him. Believe in him. And I want you to understand that in Psalms, God lets you know that he's a God. And he's waiting. Psalms 161 says, hear my cry, O God. Attend to my prayer. He's already attending to your prayer. You got to believe that he hear your prayer. Psalm 60, O God, you have cast us off. You have broken us down. You need to be broken down by God so he can rebuild you. You got to be able to understand that God got, you got to give God something to work with. Just realize it's about God. Psalm 62, my soul waits silently for God alone. You're going to be alone when you come before God. This is a one-on-one thing. Stop believing other people are going to stand with you. Stand for yourself. Only you. What you going to do about it today? Are you going to call your pastor? What you going to do about it in the morning? Are you going to call your pastor and go to the altar? Say, I'm tired. I'm going to get right with God. I've been playing too long. I don't want to lose what God got. I don't want to lose what I have, what little I got. But I want to share what I got. God bless you, and I will speak to you. You will hear me again. God bless you.
We thank God. We thank God, amen, for the apostle speaking this morning. Amen. We know that you heard the voice of God, amen, through his heart. Amen. We just thank God in the name of Jesus. Father, all those that are listening, we ask that you touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. Supply all their needs, Father. Let them hear what the Spirit has to say to the church, Father. Father, let them unify as one in the body of Christ, Father. Oh, Father God, let us, Lord Jesus, pray for one another, forgive one another. Father, you said to be tenderhearted toward one another. And Father God, we thank you for you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Father. And Father, we always make a mention of our sisters and brothers and the saints of God morning, noon, and night, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for you are sanctified in our hearts, Father. Now, Father God, strengthen us right now in Jesus' name. Oh, Father God, build us up where we're torn down, Father. Strengthen us where we're weak, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you said let the weak say they're strong. You said your grace was sufficient, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, because we know, God, that you supply all our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you for working things out for that mother and don't have food on the table. Thank you for working out for that mother or that father don't have money to pay for their bills. That father don't have a job, amen, to take care of his children. Oh, Lord, touch that mother or touch that woman or that child or that man who's sick in their body. Somebody needs to be healed this morning. Oh, Father God, touch that person who can't hear what the Spirit say to the church, Father. Touch their ear, Father. Bless the blind man. Open up his eyes that he may see, Father. Oh, Father God, we ask you to touch the lame that they can walk, Father, in the name of Jesus. Touch the dumb that they may speak, God. We know that you're still working miracles, Father. Father, you're the same God today, forever, and yet today. You don't never change, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Let the Spirit of the Lord have liberty. And you said, well, there's liberty, Lord Jesus. Lord, we have free course. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for not by might nor by power, but by your Spirit, God. Everything's moving by the power of God, Lord Jesus. And God, we thank you for your saving grace. You saved to the utmost, Father. And Father, we know, God, Jesus, God, that you're a God that sits high, but you look low, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you're God of the valley as well as the God of the mountain, God. We know you can do anything but fail, Father. Abraham says there's anything too hard for God. God, there's nothing too hard for you, Father. And Father, we know, Lord, that we can do all things in Christ Jesus that strengthens us, Father. We know we're victorious people, God. We thank you, Lord, for you are life. You are salvation. Whom shall we be afraid of? Whom shall we fear, Lord Jesus? Lord, you are a shepherd and we shall not want, Father. Oh, Father, you're the one that prepares the table before us in the presence of our enemy, God. Oh, God, we know, God, Jesus, you're watching over your word to perform it, that it won't return to you void, Father. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for Jeremiah says, like fire, shut up in my bones. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for that fire, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, that burns within us. We thank you for being that wheel in the middle of a wheel. We thank you, Lord, for that wheel that keep on turning when we can't turn, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for you our stay, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for you our righteousness, Lord Jesus. You're the bright in the noonday. You're the alpha and the Omega. You are the morning star. You are the wonderful counselor. You are the Prince of Peace, God. And we thank you for being all those things in our lives, Lord Jesus. That and more, Lord Jesus. And God, as we decrease, you increase. You get the glory, God. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for the word of God that is hidden in our heart, that we might not sin against you, Father. And God, we thank you for you said, observe and do all that I command you, and thou shalt have good success. You told us to come out from under unclean thing and be you separated. Then we shall call on you, and you will hear us, Father. Then we shall be your people. Then you shall be our God. And God, you said you would heal our land, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, you told us to humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this is a day that you have made. And you said that the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. You said our soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let's exalt his name together. And God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for this unity, where there's unity, there's strength. And we thank you, Lord. You said it's strength in the numbers, God. You said, how can two walk together except they agree? We thank you for the prayer of agreement right now. We're agreeing on everything to meet the people's needs, that they're being met right now. Lord, as we pray, Lord Jesus, you said the prayer of a righteous man availeth much, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that your ears are open to the cries of the righteous. David said, I was young and now I'm old. I've never seen the hands of the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. And you said, no good thing will you hold from them that walk upright before you, God. And God, we walk upright before you. We thank you for the blessing of God being loose in our life right now in Jesus' name. Amen. Again, we do thank you, amen, for listening to the radio blog, amen, of World of Faith Outreach Ministry. Thank you, God, for our apostle, amen. And like I said, as he spoke from the heart of God, amen, we hope that you were listening. We pray to God that you got something out of it. Not only that you will be obedient. He said, be a doer of the word as well as a hearer. And, you know, we thank God, amen, for those that, you know, just supporting us, amen. And also, don't forget that we, amen, we have our services, amen, on Sunday, amen, 11 a.m. Our Sunday school is at 10 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study, 7:15 a.m. And also, we have a revival, first, second, and third, amen, at the church, amen, and the apostle, December. And apostle will be speaking on the 30th of December at Apostle T. Ross Young anniversary. We should keep those things in mind. Also, again, don't forget, we'll have an hour. Our family and friends day this Sunday immediately after church. It's our Thanksgiving dinner. Amen. We usually have it on the 4th, but we're having the 3rd Sunday this month. And we ask you, amen, to come bring somebody, invite somebody. Like I said, invite somebody that's homeless. Invite somebody that don't have a family. Invite somebody out of shelter. Go out and tell them, amen, so we can share in the word, not only in the word, but in food, amen, and fellowship. So we ask y'all to come on out, amen, this Sunday, immediately after service, amen. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.